Joining me, as we always do at this time on a Friday morning, it's John Dooley. John Dooley's the man who's either, if he's got a new camera, he's run out of memory in the memory card, or if he's got an old school camera, he's run out of film on Saturday when he was out at the Vanilla Slice Triumph, because that's the only two reasons I can think that he'd actually put a photo of me in the paper. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dave. Well, look, you're sort of on the money there. I had a little empty spot there on the page, and I thought, oh, okay, well, I will use it.
Well, I do appreciate it being a small photo.
I should have sought your permission. I apologise for that.
You're right. Yeah, I do appreciate it. It was a small photo. Smaller's the better, as far as I'm concerned. Now, the Vanilla Slice, it was great. It was absolutely brilliant to see so many people out there.
Yeah.
And good to see that you've got some photos up in the paper there as well. Look, an air of safety, I love this on the main page, on the front page, an air of safety, the Mulgeroy Airport has hit back about this criticism of the ILS system.
Yeah, well, look, recently they came in for a bit of criticism in some of the media in the region and other stakeholders who were detracting against its installation. It's the Category 1. It's a $4 million ILS system that was installed and will be fully operational next year. It's jointly funded from federal government, council and the airport. And as airport CEO Trevor Wilcox said this week, the ILS was a necessary and further enhancement of the safety at the airport and something that's required with the increasing number of flights in and out of the airport and larger commercial aircraft using the airport and so on. It's interesting too, there are more than 300 commercial aircraft that crisscross over Mildura during the week and they all have safety service agreements with Mildura. In other words, if they have a problem, they can land here, and this will give the pilots greater confidence and enhance the approach to the airport. It's not foolproof. It's not designed to be foolproof. It doesn't mean flights can take off and land in the fog and all the rest of it. They can in lower visibility and poor weather conditions, but it certainly makes it a safer approach. And, Anne Webster also spoke of criticism because she was instrumental in getting the federal funding. And said, she made the point, you cannot put a price on the value of a life, which is the Nationals, when they're in government, backed that. And the project's always been about safety and the well-being of passengers and crew, and so she absolutely backs the investment. So
I'll have to have a bit of a read there, John.
It's a bit like an insurance policy, and I make the point in the article, or Trevor does, that it's like the fire tender that sits at Tullamarine 24/7. You hope it's never used, but it's there in case it has to be, and the ILS is a similar sort of thing.
Makes sense. It does make sense. Hey, look, the Redcliffe Football Netball Club, $600,000 pledge from the Coalition. I did this come across our desk this week, and this huge news for local sport.
Yeah, well, the footy club's very excited about the prospect of having this funding made available. It should allow them to build their $1.5 million redevelopment of the old dressing rooms, club rooms out there. You know, they date back to the 1950s and haven't had anything done to them since. So last Sunday we were out there, and Paul Matheson was joined by Jade Bennon, the Nationals candidate. It's a Coalition announcement. And Wendy Lovell came down for the announcement as well. She's a Northern member. Paul said he's hoping to be successful at the election, and then, they'll be able to build on the good work of the club out there. It's committee and its players and its parents, and it's a real community club like they all are. And it'd be a nice thing for them to be able to see go ahead. So we'll see. Pardon me. We'll see what happens in November.
And again, another good photo there in the paper, I've got to be honest. That was a good photo.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Okay. Oh, really? No, I'm only joking, John. Hey, look, the Mildura Sporting Precinct, we are talking about sports. And the Sporting Precinct, the Spectator upgrade is well and truly underway, isn't it?
Yeah, so stage two of the Mildura Sporting Precinct is underway, and part of that is to put in facilities for spectators, and up to 5,000 spectators will be able to be sitting around the perimeter of the oval on a grassed area, and all the soil for that was placed this week. And excuse me, I'm a bit croaky this morning. So that's well underway. And there's also going to be 65 aluminium bench seats around the oval as well, so that'll accommodate another 350 spectators. So plenty of room for people to to be able to watch the footy. And of course, there's an AFL women's, an AFLW fixture in October, which will be,
there is.
That'll all be ready for, hopefully. They've also put down the concrete foundation for 4 new outdoor netball courts, 4 indoor squash courts, and some fencing going around the oval as well. In the second oval, there's another oval coming as well. That's underway, and the sort of cricket wicket foundation's going down as we speak too.
Lovely. All going ahead. Just quickly, a celebration of a century of, well, it is rich history. The Merbein RSL centenary going to be marked on September 1. I didn't realise this was coming up. I was talking to someone out of Merbein the other day, and I should have said, hey, let's get organised and have a bit of a chat on the air too. But, wow, this is a big story.
Indeed. So 1922 to 2022, so 100 years, comes up on September 1. And then on Saturday, September 3, the RSL will have a sort of a special commemorative day and celebration, and everyone's invited to be part of that. And a number of activities commemorating this centenary are taking place, including the production of a book, which is going to have all the history of the club and the members who served overseas in both wars. And there's a fantastic photo collection out there for people to see if they go into the RSL.
Lovely.
And many people won't have seen that, which is a collection that's been put together by the former president, Tom Storer. So, people should get involved with that.
Well, look, John, the paper's out there. How many copies? Where can we get
more
one?
More than 20,000 copies delivered free to homes and selected outlets.